Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just the same. You do your thing on the side, and still dating man. Don't you be
praise the Lord and welcome to the Ready Church Contending for the Faith Blog Talk. And we're just going to be talking about spices. This is about spices, and it's not going to be about spices that are typically found in people's kitchens. It's not. We're going to be having a conversation, a dialogue about something that's going on out here in the streets. Was man-made legal in certain places, and there we're just going to have a dialogue discussion, and we have a young lady joining us, and she's going to give us some insight on what's going on with this generation.
It's a drug called spice, and they have different brands where, like, they have saliva. They got to put saliva before it's getting rid of them all. But basically, they have one called fire. Each one of them, it makes you feel some type of way. I mean, as soon as you take it, you feel it. Like, it snaps you, like, in 6 seconds. And it's something that you, once you sniff it, you can't control any of your feelings or anything that you're doing. You can't control anything. And a lot of people are thinking because it's legal in some places, and also because if you have, like, weed there, and, weed can be found in your hair or your hair, and it basically can't. So a lot of people think it, but it can't be traced. Like, people that get on probation, or in the military, or any kind of like a job where you don't suppose to smoke weed and smoke spice because of another way of getting high. But spice is stronger than marijuana because it's like fire. It's just a really, really small drug. A lot of people are, smoking it. It has a effect on you where it's making a heart attack or clogs your heart up from getting blood flow. So, it's worse than marijuana flies or brain. But it's like you can just stop using it for breathing instantly, or whatever. It's just really fun drug. It's also for like people that are already stressed out or already said they're gonna kill themselves. It will make you go ahead and do it, and you don't even know because you don't have no feeling. Like if you're trying to produce something that's in front of you, you should really be able to know what it's there. Because your feelings are like your sense of touch. It's not even like normal. You won't be able to. It's numb to feel them, and then it also it will. You can't you feel it in your brain. Like, you can actually feel the right hand and then you feel your brain actually flying. Like, it has a feeling on it or whatever. I don't know. It's really, 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 really strong drug. But a lot of kids are using it more so than weed, you know, because, you know, if you're with the person, you know, then your parent would never find out if it's a senior drug test. It wouldn't even show up. So.
Yes, that's a lot of information.
Smoke the weed with blunt paper. They smoke it with joint paper, so then you know it's real strong when people are not smoking it with a blunt. They smoke it with joint paper. Pretty much just the gas station. You can find them. Some people still be, you know, curious on is it legal, because it just seems so weird to be buying something that you can get high off from a grocery store. But
we're talking about this substance that people are smoking, and it's becoming, you know, increasingly used all across, you know, the world, the nation. And, you know, marijuana, cannabis that people smoke, you know, for so long, this is an alternative to that drug. So and this drug is called Spice. It is called Spice. It is fake. Marijuana is K2. It's called the demon. It's called red devil on some. But to let you know that what we're talking about a drug, and we're talking about the uses and effects that it has on people, and we're talking about Spice particularly.
I'm normal. You don't act normal at all with it. And if you feel like you want to go kill somebody, or you had already thought about that you want to kill somebody before you even smoked it, you'll go do it after you smoke, because you won't even realize you did it until the effect is gone. But, and then another thing is that Spice, it looks just like weed. So you, somebody rolling up in front of you and they already had it, you know, chopped up before you got there or broke down or whatever, you wouldn't even know, because it looks just like regular weed.
This is being sold in many places, and even in drug stores and convenience stores. Some is being sold as incense. So, you know, there are different ways that they're trying to, you know, come out with being able to use it.
Probably has so many different ingredients in it till they don't even put everything on, don't even tell you on the back of the ingredients what is everything that's in it, because they have so many chemicals in it, so you don't even, they don't even know how much, what they put in it, because they don't put so much different chemicals in it, so they don't even know. So if they don't know, then you really don't know. And then they don't test it before they give it out. They just make it, and then they put it out for whoever the dumb is to want to go ahead and try it. So you're not going to know what effect it's going to take until you smoke it. You don't know what it's going to do to you. You don't know if you're going to be alive when you finish, or going to be messed up, you know, for life, or crazy for the rest of your life, or, you know, because you don't know what you're going to do while you're doing it. So you could have been cutting yourself up, or you could have been biting somebody or beating somebody up. You could be in jail for the rest of your life when you finally get over it, or whatever. You might not even come back, so. You just won't know, but other people will know.
Some many people, you know, when they get this drug and they take it, it hits their system very quickly.
It hits their system instantly. Like, it hits you just like the top of your finger. It hits that quick. Like, you know, some people
say, okay, you got to sit there for a little while and just slowly think of, you know, it hits you instantly, like, in the top of the finger, it just smacks you on your face. It makes you just absolutely crazy. I mean, it makes you do some weird type of thing. I mean, you could be smoking it and dead on the street, get hit by a car. I mean, you wouldn't even spill it or know what. This is real strong. But, I mean, the only thing you can do is pray, because if you won't know somebody smoking it. You just say, oh, they on drugs, but if you can't prove it, because this is some drug that you can't prove it. Now, unless you actually see the person, then you can't say they're smoking it because it's not enabled to find it in their system. So you can say they're smoking all you want, or they crazy, they on some. You can't prove that one with that drug.
Yeah, forensic examiners and they're, you know, police that have to, when they're arresting you or they attempt to arrest you, you know, they need to know what they're arresting you for, and then if this is some drug that they can't even find your system, you know, more than likely they're going to have to, if they're arresting you, they see you with this substance, that would be more of a way that they can get you because it's going to be sick.
Yeah, it can be. And they also said that they use household products and it mixed in it too. So many different things with it.
John 10:10 says the thief cometh, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The thief cometh not, but for to kill, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The enemy working through, you know, something that, you know, that is physical, but, you know, it has a spiritual effect as well, that you're not supposed to even be, you know, having contact with this type of, you know.
You're not doing anything but bringing on another spirit or another demon.
And it actually, on some packages, it says,
some of it is possible. Who can use this for smoking?
There's a lot of youth that are getting this drug, and they're, you know, not only just the youth, but because others, the older people are using it as well. Some people think it's an alternative to smoking, you know, marijuana, which can be detected in your system. They say, okay, I can do this, my mom won't find out.
Well, they might as well, when smoking that spice, they might as well go smoke marijuana or heroin, because it's worse than both, you know, because it can't be detected. At least with heroin, you can detect it. With marijuana, you can detect it, but with spice, you can't. So, you know, somebody's that's when Muslim spice is going to be unfound. They're going to put, you know, probably just put you had a heart attack or something because they don't know. When a person knows, the person that was the dad, and they can't come back and tell you that they smoke, you know, spice. The only thing they can do is make up something up that they found, you know, blood clog or something like that. They don't even really see the blood clog.
Wow, there's a lot of information in regards to this topic about spices. And, you know, maybe when you look, you thought about spices and different ingredients, salt, pepper, anything, you know, just different things that you might have that spices up your food. But no, we're talking about something that people are smoking. And it doesn't have a health benefit. It says not for human consumption.
To bring on a long term, you might not even notice it right now. It might affect you later because it's that strong. And I know a lot of y'all probably thought we were more spicy in the kitchen like some cinnamon. But no, this is stronger than cinnamon.
There's a young lady that was who had smoked some spice. Her name was Michael Davis, and they sent, you know, she had to be rushed to the hospital after smoking it because she went to a gas station. This is a 17-year-old child, not an adult. A child. She went to the, you know, the service station, the convenience store, and she wanted to know, could she purchase some K2, because that's what the name of it is, you know, known as well, amongst the other names that it can be known by, you know. So and the man, first, initially, he told her, you know, no, but then he kind of went on ahead and just kind of presented it to her off to the, you know, side. Because, she said, you know, basically, if it was okay to smoke, you know, if it was okay. And he assured her that she would be okay, but, you know, she ended up in the hospital. She said she thought she was going to die. Many of these people, they, you know, when they're doing this type of drug, it makes them think they're going to die, which they could die. It is very serious. It is very dangerous. There's so many people who have taken that drug and, you know, that have, you know, it sends them to a very severe psychotic state of mind, you know, spiraling their mind out of control, out of this world, like, you know, they don't even know who they are, where they are, you know, it just takes over their mind. And, you know, that's not of God. And, you know, to be indulging and engaged in this type of drugs or drugs at all. So we just wanted to keep you alert and aware of some of the things that are going on the streets. And again, this topic is about spices. It's about spice, which is a substance that is out here. And in some states, it is, you know, they're working to try to get it, you know, banned. And because in some states it is, you know, banned, in some states and others it is not. So they're working, some of them are trying to work to get it banned. And, it, you know, if you know what I'm talking about, you know, you should be one of those people to try to work to get it banned where you are, or, you know, because not only that, but this substance is being sold online as well. People can purchase it online. There are children purchasing it online. You know, just to think how children can go in stores. I mean, after school, I was in a store earlier today, and you know, the kids were in the store, and there was a bunch of kids. It, you know, it was just a regular, you know, store. And the kids were in there purchasing things and buying different, you know, just household things and candy and cookies and different things like that. But just think how general these kids were able to just come into the store and, you know, as a group and as a pack, and just go in the store, and their parents don't know where they are. These kids' parents didn't know where they were. The school had actually just let out, and, you know, these kids are going and getting into things. Some of their parents are working, and, you know, you have no idea that little Bobby or little Tim is down the street at the store purchasing some K2, purchasing the Demon, the Red Devil on some packages. It actually says that. There's not anything just about sarcastic, about sarcasm or anything like that. That is what it is called. And, you know, so we just need to be aware. And you have anything to say? There are many dangers in it. And, you know, as she said, you know, that it's kind of can be, it's presented to look like marijuana, called fake marijuana. And certain places, they just call it that because it gets you somewhat of the high that, you know, the marijuana, the cannabis, the weed would get you. And it takes you elsewhere, and it's undetectable in the system when you smoke it. But the effects and the way you act out are very much apparent, and it's more detected through people's actions than someone who would just be smoking some of the other drugs that are able to be detected in the system. So we just want to keep you aware, God's people alert and aware of what's the things that are going on out here in the world. And, you know, because sometimes, you know, people have teenagers, you know, that are getting into things, and we want to be aware of things that are going on, not just the things that are going on in the church, but as well as the things that are going on, you know, in the world, because we have to be alert so we can always be able to give an answer, which answer would be Jesus Christ. We need to know and not be ignorant to the fact of the things that are going on, because, you know, you have children out there, they're living in your home, you might be saved, they might not be saved, and you can't be ignorant to, you know, regardless of the devil's devices that he's using. He's studying you as a Christian. Why not, you know, the opponent, the enemy, you know, who's, you know, trying to attack and trying to kill and destroy your family. You know, don't sit there and just let them do whatever. Don't make them pass through the fire. Don't do those things like that. You know, God wants us to. He wants to give us expected. Be engaged in this type of thing because good comes out of it. Not for human consumption. Spice is not for human consumption. You know, some things come to mind that have embalming fluid in it. So many ingredients. I guess played some of the ingredients that could possibly be found. But all, she said that, you know, there were so many of them. You know, you can't list. They don't even list. Have you ever looked on the back of a, you know, a medicine jar or something that you probably even eat in your kitchen? You ever looked on the back of it and you couldn't pronounce all the words? You didn't know all the ingredients that you had to try to make it on your own. You couldn't make it, you know, because it's so many ingredients in there, you know. So these little different things that are hiding in these spice, they're putting together and just selling it. You know, a lot of times not even, you know, testing what is going to happen, to just put it out there. She said, you know, just basically just ship it off, send it to you. Whatever happens, you want to hit, you want to hide so bad. you know, but, you know, the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal and destroy. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill and destroy. But you know what Jesus said? He said that I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So, you know, God's purpose is for us to have life, not to kill ourselves, not to puff this drug into our, you know, our system. And, you know, it talks about in, you know, Romans, the 12th chapter, and the first verse, it talks about, you know, about how, you know, that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And certainly, spice is not acceptable unto God. And in the second verse, it says that we shouldn't be conformed to this world, but we have to be, talked about us being transformed through the renewing of our mind. So, yep. Be not conformed to this world. So, just because your friends are doing it, just because your neighbor is letting her child do it, you know, don't care or anything like that, that it's not for you to just jump on the bandwagon for that. You know, you should be able to help your neighbor. So, you know, go over there and help your neighbor and let her know maybe she's not able to see, or maybe he's not able to see. And so,
this may be some of the reasons why family members are killing their kids and loved ones and youth for committing suicide.
Yeah. I know you heard of different cases of, you know, the bath salt and different things that, you know, that have been going on within the news, and certain proponents that are in it, just the same as this spice and the person eating up the dog and all this type of stuff, you know, because it takes over their mind. They don't know what they're doing. The enemy, you know, taking over their mind. The drug. So, it's important to not be entangled, you know, in this bondage, you know, because it is addictive. It is addictive. Many of the people that smoke K2 have continuously engaged in, you know, to keep on doing it. You know, same effect as, you know, nicotine, and, you know, smoke one time a cigarette, you want to do it again, or have one drink of alcohol and then you find out the next day you slumped over, wanted to do it again and again, and it just becomes a habit and it becomes a part of your life and it takes over your life, and, you know, you're slave to it. So that's what the effects of, you know, spice has as well, and it's not only limited to spice, heroin, and cocaine, and other drugs that, you know, that can be detected in the system. Some of the kids are doing that, you know, anything, you know, angel dust, anything. They're just going after whatever they can, you know, smoking, you know, powder, smoking, you know, getting high off of nail remover or something. You know, they're doing all these types of things. Whatever they can get high off of. They're using the, you know, the Smarties candies, those little candies, they're chopping that up and they're getting high off of that as well. So certain things that seem like it's small, something that's in the store like K2 that's being sold under incense, certain things that just people are able to go in the store and just buy as something that they go in there getting, like the Smarty candies or something, or stuff, you know, it can be used detrimentally against them, and it can be detrimental to their health, and it could take their life. You need to be aware of the things that are going on. It is an addiction. An addiction you don't want to have, you know. Some of the things, there are a lot of news reports that are out. You know, as you see, the legalization of marijuana coming full flourished, and you know, just going around to different states and just different things that you thought were going to be illegal or once was illegal is now becomes legal. You see that going on a lot. So, you know, you got to be aware of the signs of the time. That's what we're saying. And I'm just going to just thank our guests for coming on and sharing and letting us know what's out here. And I'm just going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for everything. We thank you because you are God and besides you there is no other. We thank you, God, for the discussion that has went on. And we thank God for the, you know, just being able to learn and not be ignorant to the enemy's devices that he is trying to use against the church. And that, God, we're going to be equipped, we're going to be aware, we're going to be, most of all, in your word, God, so we can be able to stand in these last evil days, God, and just being able to be all we can, God, and being able to give that answer to the people, you know, that are hurting, people that are seeking answers in drugs and alcohol and addiction. We just want to be, you know, all that you called us to be. Your light shining so bright, God, that, you know, that people are given direction. God, you're the way, the truth, and the life. God, we just love you. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. Jesus Christ is still Lord. Está ayudando a la gente with the Ready Church. Thank you, and God bless you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.